back on. He threw the mouse at me. Lucky you, it wasn't attached to the CPU at the time, she said with a wicked grin. Anyway, he only throws things when his wife is mad at him. It doesn't last long. Simon's quick-tempered, but he gets over it just as fast. He gave her a baleful look. He never yells at you. Well, we are distant cousins, and I'm a woman. He's very old-fashioned about yelling at women. He and his brothers were raised strictly. They don't move with the times.
He's got four brothers, and he says they're all just like him. Imagine that, he said.
She remembered that Phil was an only child like herself. They're not just like him. Anyway, they live in Jacobsville, Texas. The married ones are a lot calmer now.
The bachelor ones aren't calm. One of them carried a cook out of a Victoria restaurant kicking and screaming last week, and they sent the Texas Rangers after him.
They sent Judd Dunn, she replied. He's our cousin, too. But it was a joke, sort of, and she wasn't exactly screaming. Well, never mind. It's not important. She was talking too fast. She felt her face go hot at the mention of the Texas Rangers. She had painful memories of one particular Texas Ranger whom she'd loved passionately. Gretchen, Mark Brannan's sister, had told her that Mark Brannan had gone on a drunken rampage 2 years ago, just after they broke up, and ended up on opposite sides of the courtroom in a high-profile murder trial. Mark had left the Rangers shortly afterward and enlisted with the FBI. He was back in San Antonio now, back with the Rangers again. Gretchen also said that Mark had almost driven himself crazy with guilt over an even older incident when Josette was 15 and he was a policeman in Jacobsville. Odd, she thought, remembering the painful things he'd said to her when they broke up. Josette had told Gretchen that she didn't blame Mark for his lack of belief in her virginity. Part of her didn't. Another, darker part wanted to hang him by his spurs from a live oak tree for the misery of the past 2 years. He'd never really believed her story until their last disastrous date, and he'd walked out on her without another word after making her feel like a prostitute. She loved him, but he couldn't have loved her. If he had, he'd never have left Texas, not even if the murder trial had set them at odds. Simon Hart listened to Brannan's report in his spacious office in Austin. He'd requested the Rangers' help on the case as soon as he knew who the victim was. Brannan had a good track record with homicides, and the Texas Ranger post in San Antonio was where he was stationed anyway. Brannan had legal authority to investigate in multiple jurisdictions, and that complication existed. Dale Jennings had been killed in a San Antonio alley in Bexar County, but he'd escaped from a correctional facility in Wilson County. Simon was certain that the murder was going to make national headlines. The body was barely in the morgue before the wire services and national television broadcast the story that the victim was tied to a murder case 2 years ago in Austin, Texas, that had involved the state's lieutenant governor, Bibb Webb. God knew, the media loved political scandal. But with luck, they just might get Jake Marsh for murder at last.
I had Bibb Webb on the line early this morning, Simon told Brannan while he sipped coffee. Not only is he running for the U.S. Senate, but his construction company is involved in a major project outside San Antonio. A prototype agricultural complex with self-contained irrigation and warehousing. He's invested millions of his own money in an effort to help the drought-ridden ranchers. This case is already affecting him, and this is a bad time. Wally's worried, he added, mentioning the governor who was a close friend. Campaigning is seriously underway for the November election. Wally's been stumping for Bibb. Yes, I know I had lunch with Bibb last week, said Brannan, his gray eyes narrowed. Could this rehash of the case be engineered to hurt him in the polls? Of course it could, Simon said with a grin. You know how dirty politics is. But I don't think sane people commit murder to cause a scandal. Anyway, you'd better know that I'm sending Josette to San Antonio tomorrow.
Brannan's eyes glittered. What?
She's the only freelance investigator I have who's cognizant of all the facts. Wayne Correctional Institute is near there where Jennings was located before he managed to get released. She was involved in the case? Brannan burst out, rising to his feet.